Echo on the Bunnymen there on KX 93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station, as you fully know if you've been listening. Just keep your ear on the thing and we'll let you know what's happening. Fashion Party are here in the studio, and they are going to play tonight at the Marine Room. We've got this thing, KX Presents. Tonight it's Fashion Party and also a band called The Young Wild. I had Brian B. Williams on this show about half an hour ago, and now Fashion Party are here, so I'm delighted. Evan and Marco.
Hey, what's up? I'm Marcos.
Marcos, hello. Yes, hello. Sorry. God, this is going well already, isn't it?
I'll
got your name wrong.
Car.
Oh my God.
We're out of here. But yeah, we're just two kids from Long Beach, and so we're down here doing the thing, and it's lots of fun. So thanks for having us. Yeah,
oh,
thanks
it's
for having
a pleasure.
Us.
It's a total pleasure. Your producer, Marty.
Martin Beale.
Daddy.
I can't believe you call him Daddy because he's like my age or younger. But Marty Beale, yeah, he's a brilliant guy from Long Beach and just incredible musician and producer. Has he still got a studio in his house, or is he?
He still does a studio in his house, yeah. But we recorded in his studio, the Racket Room in Santa Ana,
right.
Which is he's recorded like Tegan and Sarah and some other really great bands.
Yeah. Amazing,
you know, it's just really awesome to work with him.
No, he is awesome. I remember when he was. Do you remember that? Was it Napster?
It was Napster. He did work for Napster. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
Early on, yeah.
Yeah, but it was, and he's got like a little thing in his studio of all the bands he's worked with Napster. So now he's doing his own thing, and it's great. And he can have guys like us. Just, and I live right down the street from him.
No, it was
so
his
really
Napster
cool.
thing, and his dad's like, "Well, here's a tribute to all the music I've stolen." Yeah. No, good for him. He's really great, and he sent us your stuff, and we just went, "Wow, this stuff is awesome."
Oh, thank
so,
you.
So here you are. Now you're in the studio talking to us, and we're going to do this gig tonight. Do you guys? I know the two guys are not here, but you guys playing live a lot?
Oh yeah, we do a lot of live shows as Fashion Party, and if we're not doing that, you know, we're either like playing on the streets just for fun, or we're like in a recording studio somewhere doing something. In the last like month, we've been in two recording studios since releasing the last record that we did. It's called Mookie Island. You can find it on iTunes and Spotify and SoundCloud. Bandcamp.
I have it here. I've got it in front of me.
Mookie Island,
that's great. Where is Mookie Island? What is it?
Mookie Island is wherever your heart desires.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mook up.
It's your happy place. That's
and
what
the
it
tracks
is.
Have got single word names.
Yeah,
dreaming,
no, we noticed that we didn't sub, like we had maybe like 10 songs we picked from, and we were like, let's choose 4 or 5. And so we just happened to pick the ones that all had
just
single
have
words.
Single word
yeah,
names.
Yeah, which is kind of just funny. It was just kind of random.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a story. And they're also in alphabetical order, which is something.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
I've noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, it's in alphabetical order.
Right, and the acrostic, which will be the first letter of each name, is Degs. Do you know anybody called Degs?
That's a shout-out to our friend Degs.
Hey, Degs, what's up? It's
great. Because it's Dreaming, Eternal Garden, and Sunrise, the name of the tracks. Very cool, very interesting. And I have to... Well, I'll ask you about that in a minute. But... The recording's going good. You're out playing in the streets. I think that's awesome. And I think it's the only way because, honestly, these days, I don't know who was in the studio the other day. Oh, this band, The Babies.
The Baby. Oh, I know The Babies. I know them. Yeah, I was really into their first album for a while. The garage rock band from, I think it's New York, right?
I think they were Brits, most of them, originally.
Oh, yeah.
It was
really?
John Waite, that guy. I ain't missing you at all.
Yeah. No, The Babies. Yeah, I know who those guys
all right.
are.
So, so a couple of them were in the station the other day, and they were saying how it's all changed, the dynamic, or the what do you call it, just the way that you have to go about things these days is very different to the way it was when they were coming up as musicians in the 70s and 80s, whatever. Because of the internet, it's all changed. And the good news is that you control your own stuff now, and you do your own thing, and you go out in the streets, and you are online, and you can control your own distribution, your means of recording, because it's cheaper to record these days than it ever was. That's the good news. And the bad news is exactly the same. Like,
yes.
You've really got to do it.
It's very true. And, you know, I just turned 18, but I think I've done more work than, like, the 18-year-old from, like, 40 years ago had to do when they did a band. Because you just had a record label do it all. We produced this entire record with just one guy.
You can't say that. The 18-year-old 40 is probably milking cows and, digging the fields. I don't think it's quite the same thing.
It's a different kind of work.
Marcos, I know you feel like you're hardly badly done to, but I think you're doing okay. Listen, I want you to play a song for us.
You want to play a song?
Please.
All right, let's do that. Evan's going to get over to the cajon and we're going to do a song for you.
Excellent.
All right.
So tonight I'm going to talk a little bit while you do that. Talk about the show tonight. It's KX Presents. It's a show that we put on every month. We've changed the name of it recently. People will notice that. Yeah, go ahead. Just pull that microphone down there. That's cool. And And we try and showcase up-and-coming bands or new bands or local bands or just bands that we like or anybody that we can get, really, to come and do this thing. It raises money for the station, which is handy for us, but the point is just to have a cool night down there at the Marine Room Tavern, which has also come rushing into the 21st century recently with a new PA system and the whole kit and caboodle. The gig looks very different now, although it's retained some of its old-school charm. Very much sort of beachy bar atmosphere in there, and I think you're going to enjoy it. All right, you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right, live on the radio. Here's Fashion Party.
This song is called Dreaming, first track off of our new EP, Mookie Island. One, two, three, four. If I'm dreaming, well, oh, I don't mind. If I'm dreaming, I'll never forget, never forget. Dancing in the night, the curtains are drawn. Will I love you the same when you're gone? Oh, be with me. Oh, stay with me. I'll be with me. Oh, stay with me. If I'm dreaming, well, oh, I don't mind. If I'm dreaming, oh, I don't mind. If I'm dreaming, well, oh, I don't mind. If I'm dreaming, I'll never forget. Never forget. All right.
Wow, Fashion Party in the studio. Thanks, guys. Sounds great. I ran around there to look at your pedals. The guitar pedals.
Oh,
you know.
We use an extensive amount of pedals. I actually brought them. This is the mini setup, believe it or not. It's just the mini setup.
I can believe it. I know that Marty Beale's a big fan of weird pedals.
Oh, we spent, there was, because I don't know if you know, but the process itself took 36 hours just to get everything down on record, like before mixing or mastering anything, which I thought was pretty quick, but a lot of it was just playing around with stuff. And so he's got this huge pedal board, so he just plugged in all these pedals. Just, oh, let's see how this sounds, and let's see how this sounds. And yeah. So just going off of that, and I think it really did make the album sound like a lot better.
Oh, totally. He's one of these guys that's got the sort of boutique-y, like they're not all... People that know about guitar pedals, most pedals are Boss or Korg or these big sort of corporate. He finds these pedals from some weirdo in Seattle who's got a little shop in the back.
No, totally. And it's funny because I use this kind of weirdo pedal. It's like a really cheap. I bought it for $20, and he's going to get one of these actually because I inspired him to get it. It's you can hear it on the record. It's like that kind of like seasicky,
surfy sort of vibe to it. Yeah.
And it's like it's just a cheap like $20 vibrato pedal. He's like, I'm gonna get one of those.
That's great.
I inspired him to get it.
Yeah. No, I think that's the. So I heard Beck on the radio recently talking about how he likes cheap stuff. He just likes cheap. Yeah. He said piece of S guitars and all that. That's what he likes, just to make some weird noises. And then he spends hours and hours fiddling around with them later. Sounds great, though. That sounds the guitar sounds brilliant, man.
Thank you so much. We used so many guitars, so many different like things and equipment on the record. It's just crazy because when you think of like a recording, it's just some bands just use one set of things. We're using like 10 amps, 20 different guitars. We just brought all this stuff in and just let's see how this sounds. And people do that all the time, but it's just so weird because we're so young. We'd have a different idea of how things work.
No, don't lose that, because the thing, what happens to bands is they get this sound that takes forever to set up, and then they can't go out live because they're scared to just plug the guitar in and do it whatever it sounds like. All right, it doesn't sound like the record, but whatever, that's a different thing.
No, totally, and that's what we're doing tonight. We're actually missing our bass player and our guitar player. They're on vacation, but right. It's me and Evan have been making music forever, just the two of us, and we've been doing it a long time. And I met him when he was doing another band, and it's so funny. I was playing another band, and I booked his band to show up, and they were the opening act, and they showed up like 20 minutes late, and they threw the entire show off, and that was my first impression of Evan. But we've been playing music forever. We used to go out on the streets like late at night, and we would play like surf music. Like he'd bring like his drum kit, and I'd bring like a tiny little guitar amp, and we'd just play like surf music, like 11 o'clock at night or something like that. And it's just really funny.
No, it's what it's all about, and it's a creative process, and just no fear of failure, whatever. Just do it.
No, of course.
Well, you just sounded great right then, and I know you're going to sound great tonight. I've got to ask you one question before you go. You have a T-shirt on, and it says "God is gay." I'm very excited. I love it. It's fantastic. Did you draw that on that? You didn't buy that T-shirt like that.
I did not buy this T-shirt, no.
You wrote it on there. Do you want to explain that without offending everybody?
I do want to. I don't think it's an offensive T-shirt. I was with some girl a while ago, and I picked her up in this shirt, and she looks at my shirt, and she says, I'm not going to get in the car with you if you're wearing that shirt. And I'm
like, no, she's the wrong girl. Wrong girl. She's not the one.
Well, I had to explain. It's I kind of made it in reaction to the recent gay marriage proposal that they did, and like gay marriage is legal now, and it's really cool. But there's a lot of Christian fundamentalists that are saying, this is wrong. This is not what God says. You know, things like that. And I hate to get like all dicey and everything, but it's kind of just a subliminal stab at all of that. It's like
it's not that subliminal, mate. It's pretty stark.
But it's like
I think we know what you're saying.
But what if God was gay? You know, what if God was gay, and what if that's what it's all about, and you don't know?
Can I tell you something? And we should probably get moving on, but it's very interesting. I just saw this, and I watch everything on the History Channel that there is to watch.
Really?
Because I fall asleep to it. And anything about the Bible or anything like that. And I'm very interested in first century Christianity and that whole period. In Palestine, first century Palestine, very interesting to me. So I've made a kind of a study of this. I've probably read a few more books than the average person on this thing, but I'd never heard that in the Old Testament that early on there was God Yahweh, and there was this other character Ashura who was married to God. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
God was married, and this Ashura has been it's been stripped from the Torah. It's still in the original text, but that character is now something else. It's not the wife of God. But they found these early texts from a Jewish settlement in Sinai from 2,000 years before Christ, and they found that God was married.
That's so crazy.
It wasn't a gay marriage,
that's so
but it was
crazy.
Marriage.
I wonder if anyone is still listening, if they've signed off because they're upset. We've lost everybody.
I thought you were supposed to be a music channel.
What is this? What are they talking about? God is married. What is this? God is gay. What
anyway, but the phone's not ringing, so whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, fantastic. Well, you want to just do another one?
Let's do another song, and we'll say goodbye. Listen, we'll see you down there tonight.
Of course. Hey, check it out. Check us out down at the Marine Room. We're going to be playing 10 o'clock, so definitely get down there.
10 o'clock tonight, Marine Room. $5 gets you in. It's 21 plus. What else can I tell you? Oh, the Young Wild are going to be ending the night.
Really awesome band.
Really awesome band. Very excited to get you guys together just to meet and see what happens there. And there you go. It's the midday show on KX 93.5. I should say it's brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the advertising solution for Laguna Beach, the OC and beyond. Thank you to them. And thank you again to Fashion Partly for being here in the studio. See you tonight.
All right. We're going to play one more song. The song's called Eternal. It's off of our new EP, Mookie Island. You can get it on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Bandcamp. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
basement, the soul's in your attic, and you won't die feeling this forever. Your soul will love, and this moment will never fade out. Between pictures in a spiral leading down, you came across a story about color fading. You're levitating in your bedroom, you're digging graves in your front lawn. Your star won't move on. Oh, oh, when you won't die forever, your soul will live, and this moment will never fade.
That's the Young Wild there on KX 93.5. Excuse me, Fashion Party there. Good grief. On KX 93.5. And we'll see you tonight.
All right. Thanks so much for having us. See you tonight at the Marine Room.
Yeah, Marine Room tonight. Doors open at 9 o'clock. $5 at the door. KX presents Fashion Party and the Young Wild on KX 93.5.
Thanks so much, Jason.
Staring at the sink of blood across the needle. And I'm talking.